The Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow over President Trump's travel ban. Opponents argue the travel restrictions amount to religious discrimination because they mostly apply to Muslim-majority countries. Since then, Muslim immigration to the U.S. has dropped dramatically. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, the travel ban is just one reason for the decline.
Haitham Dalati and his family fled the war in Syria years ago, hoping to come to the U.S. as refugees. But their plans were put on hold last January when President Trump announced his first travel ban executive order.
I thought impossible to come after that.
Then a federal judge temporarily blocked the travel ban, so Dalati and his wife had a brief window. They could fly to the U.S., but there was a catch. Only Dalati and his wife were cleared to come, even though the whole family had applied to move together.
We were supposed to come together. They told me, okay, you leave now, and maybe after maximum 1 week, they will follow you.
That was more than a year ago. Dalati and his wife are in Connecticut. The rest of the family is still in Lebanon. Like thousands of other Muslims from Syria and elsewhere, they're caught up in the Trump administration's rapidly shifting immigration policies. Shyam Dagestani is Dalati's wife. She says it's hard to explain all these complexities to her youngest grandson, who is only 6 years old. Dagestani says her grandson doesn't trust them anymore. You lied, he says. You're not the grandparents I remember. Haitham Dalati says if they knew all this going in, they might have stayed in Lebanon.
This is so horrible for us. So I don't know now whether America is good or bad.
The U.S. is granting fewer visas to immigrants and admitting fewer refugees from around the world. But Muslims have been disproportionately affected. David Beer is an immigration analyst at the Cato Institute. He's been tracking a steep decline in immigrants from Muslim countries over the last year.
The biggest and most dramatic impact that we found is on the refugee program.
Beer says refugee admissions of Muslims are down more than 90%. The White House denies that this is religious discrimination. The administration says it started extreme vetting of all immigrants and refugees, which is necessary to protect national security. Here's State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert at a press conference last week.
The process is a little bit slower because additional vetting mechanisms have been put in place to look into the backgrounds of individuals coming to the United States. That is always being refined and changed and updated.
The fact of the matter is the Trump administration has implemented a Muslim ban.
Mark Hetfield is the president of HIAS, an agency that resettles refugees in the U.S. It sued to block the travel ban that led to widespread protests at airports when it was first implemented.
The thing the public has to realize is that things are not better than they were then. Things are actually worse.
Hetfield hopes the Supreme Court will reject the travel ban, but he says the administration's other immigration policies will continue to limit Muslim immigration to the U.S., and he says those policies may be even more difficult to fight in court. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.